there may be a perfectly simple explanation. Perhaps the landlord didn't want...
Oh, yes, there may be quite a simple explanation. But there's just one other little point. Your brother was holding the revolver in his left hand.
But Gerald was left-handed.
Yes, of course. That's just the point.
What do you mean?
I mean, my dear Miss Trent, that your brother was murdered by someone with a little too much imagination and not sufficient intelligence.
But if it's so very obvious that my brother was murdered, why do the police think he committed suicide?
What makes you so certain that the police think he committed suicide?
Why, it's been in all the newspapers and even at the inquest that... You think they know he was murdered?
I'm almost sure of it.
Then why on earth did they make it out that it was suicide? Surely...
I expect they have a reason, Steve. And I shouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a very good one.
Who was the lady that was staying at the inn?
Miss Parchment? She's a retired schoolmistress with a passion for old English inns. Very old English inns. Why do you ask?
Oh, no particular reason. I noticed her at the inquest, that's all. I called in the little general last time I was down here. I don't trust that man Daly. There's something about him that makes me suspicious.
Yes. Yes, I can understand that. As a matter of fact, there's something rather peculiar about the inn itself, if you ask me.
Why do you say that?
Well, according to Miss Parchment, the inn wasn't always called the Little General. It used to be known as the Green Finger.
The Green Finger? That's a peculiar name.
Yes, it's peculiar in more senses than one. After the Birmingham robbery, the night watchman died. He was chloroformed. Before he died, however, he said, the Green Finger.
You don't think... This inn, the Little General, is used as a sort of meeting place? That would account for...
Yes, I did think of that.
It might be a good idea to have the place watched.
Merritt's watching it. He'll let me know if anything funny happens.
Merritt? Who's Merritt?
Don't tell me you've never heard of Inspector Charles Mortimer Merritt. Dear, oh dear, he would be flattered.
Oh, I remember. He was helping Gerald and Chief Inspector Dale over the jewel robberies. Is he a friend of yours?
By Timothy, yes. Harris and I get along like a house on fire. He's a funny little devil. Always got some wild sort of theory at the back of his head, but he's really as cute as a box of monkeys. You'd like him.
Have you known him long?
About 5 or 6 years. He hasn't been in this country all that long. He was out in New Zealand for a little while, I think. Well, somewhere like that. If he wasn't so damned rude to his superiors, they'd have had him at the yard ages ago.
Paul... Do you really think I ought to tell Scotland Yard what Gerald thought about the knave being responsible?
Yes, I do, Steve. Believe me, I'll do all I possibly can to help you, my dear. I promised you that. But until Scotland Yard finally decide... Excuse me.
Certainly.
Hello? Yes, Paul Temple speaking. Who is that? Oh, Inspector Dale. Hello, Dale. How are you? I'm pretty fit, thanks. I beg your pardon. Yes? Yes. When does he want to see me? All right. Tell Sir Graham I'll be there. Thanks for ringing. Goodbye. That was Dale of Scotland Yard. He was speaking for the Chief Commissioner.
Well?
They want to see me.
To see you? That can only mean...
It can only mean one of two things. They either want to know the reason why your brother visited me the night he was murdered, or they've decided...
To send for Paul Temple.
Yes.
Inspector Merritt, sir.
I'm sorry, miss, but you can't park here.
Oh, really, officer? I'm most awfully sorry. I promised to meet a friend here, and...
Sorry, miss. You'll have to take it round to Victoria Square.
But couldn't I stay here for just a little while? I know it's most irregular,
well,
but...
Well,
It won't have to be for long, miss.
No, of course not. It's really most awfully kind of
you. Oh, that's all right, miss. Sorry to be such a nuisance, but you know what it is. We fellows have to keep on the job.
Why, yes, of course.
I was only saying to the sergeant last Monday, the old parking problem could be settled as easy as pie. If only the local authorities would have the common sense to,
What's the matter?
Look at that lorry coming down the hill. It's going all over the place. Why, Shanty must be. Good God, he's going for the pavement. Look out there. Look out. Look out. If you don't mind, sir. Skip in one side, madam. Get off the pavement, please. Skip in one side, sir. Well, now, what's all this? Anybody hurt?
No, thank heaven. It was the steering, constable. As I came around the corner, something went wrong and
I... must stop that on. Where the devil is... Hello, what's that bell? Sounds to me
it's the burglar alarm. Them wires must have been across the window when I went through...
Skip in one side, please. Can't you stop this?
Just a minute, constable. I feel like a bag of nerves.
It's a miracle to me no one was hurt. Why, we must stop that noise. Step on one side.
Have you got the stuff?
Have I? My God, what a smash. It sounded just as if it was on top of me. Is Skid all right?
I don't know. Drop the bag in the back. Be quick.
I think I ought to come with you.
No. Get back to the dress shop and mix with the crowd. Be quick, Dixie. Be quick.
Okay. Take care of that bag.
Inspector Merritt, sir.
Hello, Charles. This is a pleasant surprise.
Just thought I'd drop in for a chat. Happened to be passing.
Why, yes, of course. I don't think you know Miss Trent. Inspector Merritt.
How do you do, Inspector?
How do you do, Miss Trent? I hope I haven't interrupted
you. Of course not, Charles. Have you had dinner?
Aye, but if there's any of that really excellent brandy of yours...
Help yourself, old man. It's on the cocktail cabinet.
Ah, thanks.
Well, I really think I ought to be getting along, Paul. If you're coming down to town tomorrow, then...
I'll pick you up at about 3. We'll go along to the yard together, Steve.
You really think I ought to tell Sir Graham all I know?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Very well. Good night, Inspector.
Good night, Miss Trent. Say, look here, Paul. I hope I haven't butted in on a private
No, of course not, Charles. Of course not. How's the brandy?
Fine.